Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. The Lord wants to remind you how much He cares for you, how much He wants the best in every aspect of your life. The more that you and I walk with the Lord, that we understand His heart, His ways, the more we will be aware of His promises over our lives. The book of Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 6, the Lord is recounting a promise that was made over the nation of Israel. He says, "I took a solemn oath that day that I would bring them out of Egypt to a land that I had discovered and explored for them. A good land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the best of all lands anywhere." The Bible says God, He took an oath, He took a promise. He was willing to put Himself on the line to say that I'm going to make it come to pass, because I'm the one promising this to you. I'm the one that is making this covenant with you, and I will never fail. I will not break my promises. I will not let you down. Today, my dear friend, brother, sister, dear child of God, can you trust in the promises of God over your life? Can you look into scriptures, look into your own life, your past, your present, even the promises and the prophecies that you've received over your future? And can you begin to celebrate God, celebrate the goodness of God in your life, thanking Him for the solemn oaths that He has made towards us? Even if you forget the promises that God has made towards you, He will never forget that. Even if it takes generations to fulfill that promise, even if that promise had to be fulfilled after your lifetime here on earth, it will surely be fulfilled. Because when God speaks a word, that word will not return to Him void. The scripture says, "I took a solemn oath that day that I would bring them out of Egypt." Out of Egypt. So when we have to inherit these promises that God has planned and prepared for us, we have to be willing to come out of our slavery, come out of our bondage, come out of all the things that keep us away from our promises. In the next scripture of the same chapter, God expects them to leave idolatry, leave the pagan practices, leave everything that will cause them to be defiled. And in this season, if we want to see the promises that God has made to us come to pass, we should be willing to allow the Lord to bring us out of Egypt. We can't do it in our own strength. But if we will let the Lord do it, the promise is that I would bring them out. Not that they will have to fight their way out of Egypt, but I will bring them out of Egypt. To where? To a land that I had discovered and explored for them. This is the line that captivated my spirit, because this shows off the heart of God, the mind of God, that went preparing and looking and exploring the land that God wanted to bless them with. So it's not like Israelites wanted this particular land and God said, "Okay, you can have it." No, the Bible says God discovered this land. God spent time exploring the land for them. The Lord made sure that this is a good land. The Lord checked the productivity of the land to see if this land flows with milk and honey. The Lord compared this land with other lands to conclude that this is the best of all lands everywhere. Finally, when God was convinced that this is the ultimate gift, the ultimate promise, that's when God told the Israelites, "Come, here is a land." That is when God spoke to Abraham. That is when God spoke to Moses. That is when God gave this revelation of the promised land to His people. What we see here is the evidence of the preparation process that God went through to make sure this land is livable, this land is enjoyable, this land is inhabitable, so that the nation of Israel will enjoy this. See, a revelation like that will make it easier for us to celebrate and receive what God gives us. Instead of complaining, instead of questioning the process, instead of crying about certain things not falling into place, when we remember and understand, wait, this marriage that God has given me, this job that God has given me, this particular church that God has blessed me with, this a sibling that the Lord has given as a promise, as a blessing into my life, he's a good person. It's a good land. It is a land that God discovered and God explored this person for me first, made sure that it's a good person, made sure that it's a land that flows with milk and honey. It made sure that this is the best of all lands for me, the best of all places I could live at. And only then he gave this person or this job or this blessing into my hands. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't have to fight giants there. It doesn't mean that the process is going to be easy, but I'm going to trust the fact that if God has given me this promise, he will give me the ability to sustain this promise, to enjoy this promise, to embrace this promise. Instead of cribbing about everything going wrong in your marriage today, instead of being sad about all the problems at your work, instead of being critical about all the people in your life, can you thank the Lord for the blessings? Can you thank the Lord for the promises that he has given you and the promises that he is about to fulfill? Because this land, it's a good land. It's the best of all lands. This is the land that God discovered for you. This is the land that God first went ahead of you and explored that land for you. And only then did he bring you out of Egypt into this land. Let's pray. Lord, we want to trust you unconditionally, without any conditions, without any prerequisites, without anything that we keep as a bargain. We want to trust you 100%. And we want to trust your promises, your plans in our lives. We thank you for the goodness, for the beautiful things, for the blessings that you have in store for us. We just yield ourselves to you. Give us the grace to enjoy them, because you have discovered them for us and you've explored them already. So in spite of all the hiccups, we will choose to trust your will and your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.